Welcome to the Fuller Tracy audio commentary. And this is Owen Tracy recording at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time. Well, today we've had markets reasonably quiet, all in all. As we approach the close on Wall Street, it's looking likely that we're going to see the majority of these Wall Street indices close, if not in negative territory, then reasonably close to it. What we have seen is that the short-term oversold condition that was evident earlier this month has been replaced by a short-term overbought condition. There's no evidence yet of any meaningful resistance up here at new all-time highs for some of these indices, but what we have seen in the last couple of days is a little bit of a pause and consolidation. In Europe today, the majority of indices were in negative territory, but not in a dynamic fashion. When you look at the FTSE 100, it's right up there at the upper side of its range. So some consolidation in this region is perhaps not so surprising. What's more notable in the UK has been the underperformance of the banking sector. It's been led lower by sort of big names like HSBC, but it's at the lower side of its range and did pause at the lower side in here today. In Asia this morning, well, the slide in Chinese shares has at least paused, and the decline in the renminbi also paused in here today. In Hong Kong, the Hang Seng was up by about 0.5%, and the ASX, having recouped its entire decline from early February, is right at the region of its peak, and a pause, at least in this area, isn't really to be, well, is to be expected. Elsewhere in Asia, the Indonesian market was a little bit weaker, and one of the more notable areas of strength was in South Korea, where the Kospi was a bit firmer, and the won was a bit stronger as well. The strength of the won has been rather conspicuous, but other than the fact that it has at least paused in its advance and is in the probably in the region of a peak, there hasn't been, as of yet, a great deal of weakness for the won. So the stock market continues within this, well, very much range-bound, but is certainly rallying from the lower side at present. The Indian market was also a bit firmer in here, and the rupee has pretty much fallen out of the headlines, and that's really to be welcomed. It's been really quite steady, and the central bank has will appear to have determined that maintaining the value of the currency is a priority that will be welcomed by foreign investors. Well, we've had a very strong rally in precious metals over the last couple of weeks, and gold is in the region of its 200-day moving average. It was as low today as 1,322 and finished out the day at 1,328, so down about $11, well, closer to $12. Well, some consolidation of this short-term overbought condition is likely, and not least because we've unwound the oversold condition relative to the 200-day moving average. So this is a point in time where people will be asking the question, what next? So the skeptics that have so far been on the sideline will be looking for evidence that gold can find and demonstrate that it can hold this higher level over the next week or two. Well, we've often regarded silver as high beta gold, and it was down today by 73 cents. It's the high of the day was around 2207, and it's closing out the day at 2127. So, encountering a little bit of resistance here in the region of $22, and it's looking that we're going to see a little bit of consolidation now, following what was an impressive breakout last week. Both platinum and palladium were also a bit weaker in here, and palladium, having got right up to test the progression of lower rally highs within, and I suppose incremental progression of lower rally highs within its range, has not yet succeeded in breaking that progression of lower rally highs. And the industrial metal complex remains quite mixed. Copper was down 3 cents in here, and but remains very much range bound. Whereas we had fireworks yesterday in the tin market, and it was up in a very dynamic fashion. So, what we are seeing in the industrial metal complex is that they are being traded now very much on their individual merits. In the government bond markets, it's Well, the performance of German Bunds is quite notable. They were up by 0.7 of a full point in here today and breaking out of a little short-term range. And when you look for commonality in the sector, whereas US Treasuries have been pretty quiet but still in positive territory, you have a high degree of commonality in terms of relative strength in the gilt market and in the Swiss 10-year, the Canadian 10-year, and the Australian 10-year. Well, when we look at the stock market and it continues to move higher, well, people are also looking at the government bond market, and some of those government bonds do look like we're going to see some additional higher prices in here. Now, it's unlikely that we're going to get right back up to the peaks that we've seen probably last year, in some cases in 2012, but it does look like we're going to go higher from where they are right now, at least in the short term. The oil market was also a bit firmer in here today, and WTI was up to 102.90 and closed out the day around 102.50, but still up about 70 cents, and continues to close that that discount that it's had relative to Brent crude. Well, the southern portion of the Keystone Pipeline has been opened, and that's allowing a lot more oil to flow down to the Gulf Coast, where it's being processed into higher value items and then being exported. Well, that's been quite positive for the refining sector, and having pulled back very sharply around this time last year, what we've seen is that they've started to consolidate, and a number are starting to push on from those consolidations at present. And natural gas, having surged in the early part of this month, over the last 3 days has pulled back sharply, not least because we're approaching the expiry of the front month contract, so that a lot of the liquidity is moving into the second month, and of course natural gas trades on monthly contracts, so anyone with a long position in March will be moving it into April in the not too well. A lot of it has already moved, and some of that is open interest in the May contract is almost as large as that in April, and people have moved almost everything out of March right now. So considering that we are going to see some additional cold weather in all likelihood next week, then there is potential that some people are going to start looking at this as an area as an entry point for long positions. But this is very much weather driven, and when the cold weather eventually gives way to a thaw that persists for more than a week, then we're probably going to see natural gas prices come back down towards that $4 area, but probably unlikely to go very much below that. In the currency markets, the US dollar was a bit firmer in here today, and up about 60 ticks against the euro, and the pound was reasonably unchanged, but the yen was also a bit weaker in here, and it's still around the 102 yen to the dollar. That's generally quite positive, and what we have seen is that the Nikkei has found support in the region of the 200-day moving average, and it continues to hold this progression of higher reaction lows. So while it's still in this consolidation, the surprises are more likely to be to the upside. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.